When I
poker face, poker face,
I make a say. What up?
Well, hello there, everyone. We're just a tad bit late, but in my world, I think we're right on time. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, we're right. Hey, everybody.
So just in case it's your first time listening, this is Nancy.
And this is Dr. Rossi.
And just to go over last week's episode, we touched on how to negotiate and how to communicate to your partner about your kinky needs and whatnot. What else did we talk about?
I think that was all we talked about, negotiation.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Yeah.
The same. I don't know. I don't want to forget anything. Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm just a little confuzzled, but...
Confuzzled.
I'm getting on here.
Anywho. So yeah, we talked about negotiation and communication. I think one of the things that we touched on was that I think is one of the most important is limits and safety. We talked about like a lot of different kinds of plays, and we also talked about how if you're not too sure about something and how to do it,
don't do it.
Don't do it. So today, well, you can do it. You can fuck all you want, but don't
take it to the extreme where you might end up hurting your partner or your play partner.
Exactly. So today,
sorry, I have the giggles.
They're contagious. I have them too. Okay, so today's topic is tools of the trade. I guess, they're not really tools of the trade, but I suppose they are things that you can use to enhance...
Accessories to your play.
Yes, thank you. That is the fantastic way of putting it. And I previously, when I had talked to Dr. Rossi about us going into this subject... I have thought about, well, you know, a lot of these things are really expensive. And if you are kind of just dipping your toe in and not too sure where you want to go or how you want to go about your kinkiness, you kind of don't want to, I guess, invest too much money. So there's this term, pervertibles. And basically, it's things that you find around the house or maybe around your office or your everyday surroundings that you can turn into a very perverted thing.
Basically something that you would walk past every day and nobody would know what it is except for you and your play partner.
Correct. And it can be a lot of different things. You know, it's a matter of using your imagination and also thinking about what kind of sensation do you want to produce with said item. So for instance, a couple of weeks ago, and she may be listening, I asked somebody to put a bottle up my pussy.
A bottle?
A bottle.
Of what?
Just a bottle. I just wanted to, I mean, like I...
Yeah, but we want to know, like, what size. Like, was it a little, like, water bottle, or was it, like, a wine bottle?
It was a wine bottle. In fact, it was...
I'm a good guesser.
No, but see... I mean, the thing is that I just really wanted to have sex, and I just saw something that looked like, you know, phallic-y.
And for those of you that don't know what phallic means, it resembles a penis.
Correct. This resembled a penis, or at least it looked like it would be a lot of fun to have shoved up there. But, you know, in my excitement, I thought, hey, this would be awesome. And then thinking about it after the fact, you know, maybe a glass bottle would not be the best thing to improvise with, because you just never know. Not to say that like my pussy is strong enough to like break a glass bottle, but you never know.
It might. Like if you have really strong Kegel muscles, you can do some damage.
Yeah, but that was like a Moscato bottle, and I wasn't going to put the entire thing in there. It was just going to be like the neck of it.
Well, no, I get that. But okay. Because we are going to be talking about safety and stuff. But what about, how long had that bottle of Moscato been there? How many hands had been on it?
Just mine and hers.
Well, did she clean it before she went to the store and bought it? It had been transported in many different ways.
True.
Even Nancy is learning today.
See? We can all learn a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust someone that says that they don't have anything else left to learn.
Yeah, no. Anybody who tells you that they are the epitome of knowing everything, then no. Mm-mm.
So one of the things that I thought about was a Brillo pad.
I'm not into servitude or whatever it is that you call it.
No.
I don't know what a Brillo pad is.
A Brillo pad. It's like one of those things that you use to, like, you know, scrub a surface with.
Oh, I don't clean.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, listeners, it's something that it's a pad. I mean, it's a Brillo pad. You use it to scrub shit with, not shit specifically, but you just use it to scrub things on.
Like the ones that look like aluminum.
Uh-huh.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So let's
describe them to me.
So let's see well, you can look that shit up on your phone so you can see an image of it.
I'm on the air right now. I really can't go on my phone and do research right now.
Anyways. I just got a shout out. Anyways, sorry, I got distracted. So if you wanted to, say, for instance, create that kind of sensation of, you know, roughness, so to speak, then you could use something like that. You could use a cheese grater.
That kind of sent like shivers up my spine. Look, like a little goosebumps. Wow, I hadn't thought about that one.
There's also cleaning brushes.
Okay.
I mean, that's something, you know, a little bit more. Maybe.
So describe how you would use those things, because a cheese grater, that sounds pretty brutal. Like, mm-hmm. How do you use that, or is that brutality fine?
If that brutality is fine, if that's the level of brutality that you want, right?
Well, yeah, but then also as a person who is.
But you said you're not into blood, and like, what else do you do with a cheese grater but draw blood?
He does have a good point.
Well, Jeremy, you don't have to be that rough. You don't have to drag it across somebody's skin so hard that it does draw blood. You can just brush some. You can brush it up against someone's skin. The point is to create that kind of sensation. But it doesn't have to be something where you can, if that's what you're into and you're okay with that and it's consensual, then hey, go all for it. But it's more the sensation that you want to create. Same thing with the Brillo pad and a cleaning brush. I mean, and I think those are actually a little bit more tender than a cheese grater. So, maybe you want to wait on the cheese grater.
Yeah, I don't even know about level two. I would say it's up up there higher, like maybe level five. Like, let me have that one be the last one on my list.
There's also you could use a meat tenderizer.
You know, are those the ones that have the son de madera, that wood, for those that don't speak two languages, and have the puntitos, which are the little prickly things at the end.
Well, I've seen them, like the metal ones. I haven't seen wooden ones.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Well, see, I could do, that would be something doable, because even if it's rubbing, like not pounding.
Or maybe like on the butt, you could hit someone on the butt with that. I wouldn't hit somebody up the head with that. That would be a bit much.
Well, what if the person likes being beat upside the head?
Yeah, but see, are we talking about something that's sane? No.
Well, no, because you could do it. Well, I'm sure somebody would justify it. I'm not saying I'm justifying it, but I'm sure somebody out there would justify it.
True. Could be. There's another one that I heard about, sandpaper. That one I was kind of like, I don't know about that. I don't know that I could take that kind of sensation.
That's a lot. You would have to start off maybe like really small, like with a nail file.
Yeah. Maybe start off with a nail file and then build
yourself up.
Exactly. Oh, the kitty cat's crying. Oh.
He's just saying hello to the love bite world.
So with those kind of items, you would create probably like marks. You would probably leave marks on someone with those things. Now, let's say you want to put a body part into something. Like you want to insert.
Okay, okay, I misunderstood you, because you said put a body part into something, and I was like, where are we sticking our body parts?
Well, say for instance, like if I was a dude and I had a penis, and I wanted to put it into something.
Oh, like fruits and stuff.
Exactly. Ah. Which then kind of takes us into like, you know, food play, I guess, probably. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's things like a cantaloupe or a watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that when that American Pie movie came out, and there was that whole thing with apple pie, and that there was this like analogy. Oh, hi, pussycat. There was that analogy about how like putting your penis into an apple pie was a whole lot like putting it into a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? I wonder if that's true.
Well, I don't know. I don't have
And we both look at Jeremy.
I know. I'm like, I don't have a penis to put into a vagina. And have you put it, have you put your penis in a pie? Basically would be our question.
Pretty sure that was just for comedic effect.
Okay. See, again, I'm learning something else. I don't know.
Well, I guess if you stuck your fingers in a pie and then you stuck your fingers in a vagina, it wouldn't feel the same.
That's true. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Try it. Try it this week. That's your homework.
That's my homework. I feel like we're being really silly.
It's true, though, because these are all things that you wouldn't ever... Like, you can't go into, what is it, Williams-Sonoma or one of those fancy schmancy stores and be like, where's your kinky section? There isn't.
That's true.
But if you can't go into, like... Okay, here in LA, there's the Pleasure Chest, which is the one that I trust the most. Mm-hmm. Online, I just discovered Holistic Wisdom, which is I don't be scared off by the name. It isn't anything like...
New agey.
Yeah, nothing like that. It is very education about being green, about your sex toys, and being very healthy conscious. And if you can afford to go on those websites, because they might be a little pricey, you can go into Ralph's and buy something, mm-hmm. because Ralph's has a home section.
So true. So now let's say you want to put something into your body, for instance. Well, what was that? I don't know what that was. Oh, disregard. Anyways, so let's say you want to put something in one of your orifices and you don't want it to be a pencil up your butt.
Since it's been done on the Love Line. Chopsticks too. Oh, and then we have another link that maybe we can share by one of our listeners, thebootyparlor.com is another one that's suggested by listeners of the Love Bite. Oh, yeah.
Well then. Mm-hmm. Well then, I will have to check that out. How about a baster?
A turkey baster?
Yeah. Let's say I wanted to stick a turkey baster up my butt.
Oh, okay.
Or at my vajayjay. That would be pretty safe. I mean, especially if it's, you know...
Well, that's one of the things that I definitely want to talk about is... It's safe as long as it's clean. So make sure you clean it really well. Like one of the things I'll definitely be talking about in the future is how getting stuff that's actually dishwasher safe. Oh. You can actually stick it on the top rack. So that's something you can definitely stick on the top rack and mm-hmm. stick it in your vagina and decrease any possibilities of exchanging viruses or bacteria.
And
you don't want E. coli in your vagina.
Ew, gross. Mm-hmm. And probably I should probably consider differentiating that product from like, or that particular baster from like a baster that I would actually use when I'm drinking. Right?
So this one would have like a label, right, with Sharpie on the top that says V.
Yeah.
For this one's for my vagina. This one's for Thanksgiving.
What's your name? It seems that we may have a caller.
No, you have to say it the way you always say.
Ooh, we have a call.
There we go. The Love Bite.
Glam is on the line.
Hello.
Hi. I just started listening. I don't know if my streaming was off, but I heard something about sticking objects in orifices.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I used to make this joke because, you know, I'm gay and I'm a girl.
Yes.
And, you know, so,
preach.
I used to make a joke about, you know, getting girls pregnant with turkey basters. Obviously, I don't have peanuts to get them pregnant. But turkey basters work just as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's actually what we were just saying. But we're talking about turkey basters and wondering, it would probably be a good idea to make a differentiation between the one that you stick up your V-hole and the one that you use in the kitchen. Because you don't want to.
So one stays in the bedroom and one stays in the kitchen and never the two shall meet.
Oh, no.
Right?
Because no. I don't want tofurkey in my vagina or
anything. Oh, goodness. Thank you. Thank you for eating healthy.
And thank you for listening.
Oh, tofurkey is actually, like, really delicious. But, okay. All right. That's my piece.
Thank you for calling.
Right. Thank you. Oh, how lovely. So, what else can I stick up there? Well, I use myself. No. What
have you stuck up there?
You should create like a top 10 list or something, maybe. Yeah.
You know what? Yes.
Top 10 things
to stick up in your
vagina.
You do the top 10 things in your ass.
Okay.
I'll do top 10
All
things
right.
in vagina.
All right. Soon to come on Nancy's blog is top 10 items that have been inside of her. Okay.
Whoa.
Done.
Nice.
So how about candles?
In there?
Yeah. I mean, seems pretty... tame, right? Candle?
It does. It does.
Well, no, okay. See, now, would you say, like, it would be reasonable to put a condom on these things?
I would definitely say that a condom. That's where I was going with it. I was trying to, the way that I know for sex health is what are the items that you're sticking up in there made up of? So I'm like, okay, if it's wax and you're definitely heating it up, pieces of wax may start to kind of break off.
Gross.
And yes, so you definitely don't want that. So anything that's not meant to go in your vagina or in your anus, definitely put a condom around it.
For sure. For sure. Now there's other things like vegetables. And I think a lot of us, like, you know, probably have done that. I mean,
I don't think I've had a vegetable.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. I've had a cucumber.
With a condom?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Cucumber with a condom. They're also, of course, I mean, and it's pretty, that's pretty normal, is sticking vibrators up there.
But you also have to be safe what kind of vibrator you're sticking up in there, which is one of the things that I'm going to be talking about.
True. And did somebody call? Oh, we have a caller.
Yeah, Kitty's on the line.
Kitty. Oh.
Kitty.
Hi, pussy gato.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing good.
We're doing a lot better now that you're calling.
You're getting her up, Kitty. I'm going to have to hose her down.
Oh, my God. It is definitely hot in here.
That could be arranged.
Oh, goodness. So, Kitty, have you stuck anything foreign up your pussy?
Just laying the cards out there.
No, I'm a novice.
Come on, Kitty. You
with
come
other
on.
Things, fingers, tongues, or dicks. Yeah.
But nothing.
Actually, like a vibrator. You mean?
Yeah.
Actually, I tried to buy one, and when I was putting in the batteries, I broke it. So
Well, Kitty, so, I propose that be. I think that should be our first date. Like, I think you and I should go out on a date, and that will consist of buying you a vibrator.
Okay. I'm done.
Done. It's going to happen this week.
I do have a question and maybe just, like, a cautionary for your listeners. I just heard, like, from, like, nurses and stuff that sometimes people will put things that they shouldn't be putting up there, yeah, like wine bottles, and because of the vacuum, it gets stuck. So some people end up in the ER with different situations.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know, is that true? Is that like an urban legend about the wine bottle getting stuck because of there's no air or something, like the vacuum?
You know, I wouldn't chance it. And even though I was totally set on doing that a couple of weeks ago, I'm kind of glad I did it. But, yeah, no.
You don't want to.
And then, I don't know if this one's an urban legend, that some lady was found dead because she was, you know, like those beds that have, like, those four posts?
Oh, yeah?
I guess she had gotten, like, on a chair or something, and that's what she was using, but she lost her balance, and she freaking, like,
got
impaled or impaled or something.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard that?
I did hear about that.
Those are all urban legends.
But still, that's like some crazy shit if it did happen.
That's like the guy, you woke up and your kidney was gone.
Well.
In the bathtub with us.
That lost your sweater in your car or some dude's car. Like that?
I don't know.
I don't know that one. But I didn't know that
girl
one.
On a date and she like, when she forgot her sweater, and when he went back to her house to return the sweater, she's all like, "This is my daughter's sweater, but she's been dead for 2 years."
Dun, 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 dun. Dun. Oh my God, Kitty!
You're making her giggle, Kitty.
Is that good?
You should be our guest next week.
It is good. I need to meet you, Kitty. I need to know what you look like in the flesh.
She wants to see your flesh, Kitty.
Oh, my God. What people use that term, what is it called? Roast beef curtains? That's so nasty. Why do people do that? It makes me feel uncomfortable and self-conscious.
Whoa. I hadn't heard that
one. Really? Speechless.
You shut us up on that one.
Wow. Wow. Kitty, I need to meet you.
1 point for Kitty. Kitty.
Pussy got the one. Yeah. The love bite zero. Oh, well,
Is it still going to be two? Is it still going to be T, I mean?
It's still
going to be. Or were you like tea, coffee, tea, or me? Or did you really want to go get tea?
No, we can go get tea and we can go.
I had heard tea somewhere.
Yes, we can go get tea and then we can go buy you a vibrator.
Okay, sounds
good.
Done. Dildo,
you know what? Actually, fuck this shit. On Friday night. Friday night, you're mine.
Oh. Okay,
perfect. Because I heard that I need to make like definite plans with you.
I had asked for the tongue because I heard that was good, but I guess it didn't sell well and they didn't have it.
Oh,
that one's old school. But yeah. There's another one.
Oh, it's old school?
There's another one. Because I remember the ton when I was like younger. Mm-hmm. But I think now there's one at the Pleasure Chest. They have it that mimics a tongue. It doesn't have like the little taste buds. You were there with me that day when we were shopping.
Was it like those
after the class?
Was it like the really fancy ones?
It was one of the really fancy ones that the ones that are like fat. I cannot ever say that word, phthalate free, and that are made out of silicone, I think, which are the safest type of dildos that you can use, or vibrators. And that one, move like you hold it in your hand. And remember, it has the two little, and it goes.
Oh, yeah. So, wait, ¿cómo le hace?
Así.
Hey, I got a question. Have any of you guys or know of anyone that has tried a simian? Do you know about those?
No.
The large devices are actually really expensive, and
are those like the
I've heard of that.
Sex machines?
It is in the sex machine category, but
it's something you sit on.
Yeah, you sit on it, and it's got like a super powerful motor. The videos I've seen of women that have tried that, they're completely uncontrollable. And
oh, no.
My God.
I was telling Dr.
Get
Rossi.
Get one germs.
All right, I'll buy one, but somebody's got
to
try it.
Well, I'll have to try it. Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
All right. I want to report.
Just put a shower curtain pictures. In the corner and then put that shit in the corner and fucking...
All right.
Handle.
And here you guys were thinking I was the raunchy one. It's all kidding.
It's the listeners. The listeners are raunchy.
See, with a little encouragement, it goes a long way.
And how.
I do have more scary advice for your audience, because isn't it also true that for, like, some flavored things, don't get like real chocolate or real things that have sugar, because that breaks down the like condoms and stuff. So like usually stuff that's flavored, when you buy it from a shop, it usually does not have sugar. It has some other kind of flavorings that won't, you know, break down the condoms or other stuff.
Anything that you get, whether it's lubricants or flavored stuff to put on, always has to be glycerin free. It always has to be glycerin-free, because, one, for girls, it'll throw off your pH balance. And for girls that don't know what that is, it means you are at a higher risk of getting a yeast infection. So, I don't know if you've ever had one, if you know a friend that's had one, or if you've just seen the commercials for them. They're not very pretty. And you can also lead to...
A yeast infection?
Yeah. There's girls out there that don't know.
Everyone's had a freaking yeast infection.
But see,
that's fucking bullshit.
No. But there's people that have had yeast infections and don't know what it is. That's where I'm trying to connect. That's because true. There are some girls that are like, well, I don't know what's wrong.
I think
wrong.
It's just unavoidable.
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, it's sometimes it is unavoidable, like when you're on antibiotics and things like that. But when
holding your pee, if you have to pee, go pee.
Oh, yeah. Yes, because that can cause a urinary tract infection along with other stuff.
Guaranteed, you guys ever, like, are sleeping and you wake up and, like, you have to pee and you, like, concentrate really hard and you make yourself go back to sleep? Or is it just me?
No, that no,
I
to
get up
sometimes.
And pee.
Oh, okay.
I was always told that
guaranteed I'll get a yeast infection.
Oh, girl. Bamiar. You have to go pee. Don't hold it in. Follow the doctor's advice. Go and pee.
Don't do what Katie did.
Yeah,
don't do what you use. Go pee.
So, yeah, the last thing you want to do as a girl is definitely the last thing is throw off your yeast infection. You don't want one.
Yeah,
don't
throw off
your pH.
You want to throw off your yeast infection, but you want to maintain your pH balance.
There we go. Don't throw off your pH balance because then you'll get a yeast infection.
Speaking of pH balance and irrigation, what do you guys think, or have you guys seen that on regular TV, like an irrigation system, and the doctor comes on and she's like, I've never recommended douching except for when this thing came out, and it looks like a freaking, like, dildo with, like, water coming out on the top?
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Your badge, and it was painted out and stuff.
Your body
has
is
anyone
itself,
seen that? No one else has insomnia and watches infomercials?
No. No. I've had insomnia, but I'm usually watching movies.
but you were saying.
Well, the thing that I was saying is, like, your body is a natural cleaning organism. That's what us girls, we have our period every week. You know, yeah, ew, so gross. So
every
nasty.
Week?
Every month. Oh, gosh.
That would be hell.
Sorry.
No,
but it's every month.
Their red wing. Red wing.
No, but that's why we have red our self-cleaning. Self-cleaning system every month, and some doctors don't recommend it at all. And other thing is, like I said, if you're going to be getting something, definitely look at the products that you're buying, seeing what the ingredients are, what it's made out of, and it should be paraben free and glycerin free, because those things throw off your pH balance for sure, and you'll end up with a yeast infection. And the thing is, if you get a yeast infection and you're using toys and you don't know, it's staying on the toys, and then you're going to keep passing it to yourself.
Yeah, you have to clean your toys and stuff, your intimate accessories. Right?
Yeah, no,
you
definitely
wouldn't
do.
Underwear over and over, so why would you use something that's already been used?
And you have to go into, like, measures of cleaning it. It's not just like, oh, okay, stuck it under the faucet and it's clean. No, it's actually keeping it clean with mild soap and warm water. Some people recommend antibacterial wipes for you to do it. There's also sex toy cleaners that you can use.
Oh, I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, speaking of germs, not germs, but el mero mero, right there, but as in the
bacteria
bad kind of germs. Bacteria, yes.
Uh-huh.
So you tell me, or maybe germs, you tell me, because you're a guy, if I'm just being paranoid or if I have a valid, but our stuff's delicate and the pH balance and all that.
Yes.
There have been times when, like, a guy's, like, gonna, like, you know, touch me down there, but if I know his hands are like, we've been, like, not doing other stuff, but if he's handled doorknobs and he's handled all this stuff and then he just wants to go into that, I'll be like, can you wash your hands? Like, I'm thinking about it.
I think that's a perfectly valid request.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've done that before. I've done that before where I'm like, wait, I want this, but you need to be clean because it's me here.
Because there's nothing that'll kill the mood faster than having germs.
Okay,
I'm surprised
so
the guy wouldn't think that first. Like, I wouldn't want to touch a woman down there knowing that my hands
are... Thank you,
guys.
Maybe
this is the Live Bite. It's not called down there. It's a vagina.
Hey, no.
All right, sorry.
The vagina.
Vagina.
Say it with
come
me.
Come on, germs.
Vagina.
Vulva.
Uterus, ovaries, the whole nine.
Now, see, but you know, here's what I've done in the past is I'll wash my hands, but I'll also put on some gloves. And not for nothing, but I mean, that can be very sensual, the whole putting on gloves, because then...
Like
then,
what type of gloves, though?
Like latex gloves.
But another thing to keep in mind is make sure that your partner isn't allergic to latex.
Very true. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
See, if you threw on some gloves, though, then that'd kind of freak me out a little bit.
Really?
Because
like, that would totally tiptoe into, medical play.
Okay. I guess if I was into medical play, then I'd be super happy.
From his reaction, no medical play for Jeremy.
Yeah, no medical play for Jeremy.
Yeah, I don't like hospitals.
What did you
have? In a hospital.
Did you have a nurse taking care of you this week while you were sick?
No sponge baths for you?
No.
Oh.
I just laid in bed.
Oh, poor Jeremy.
Poor Jeremy.
So, Kitty, are we on for Friday?
Germs have germs. yes, Friday. Okay. Don't bring gloves.
I won't.
Yeah, I think that would freak me out too.
Well, the good thing with Nancy is that she's always clean.
Don't you worry your pretty little head.
She'll wash her hands.
We're going to have a nice time.
Okay. Oh. All right, then.
All right, Kitty. Thank you for calling.
Okay, you're welcome. I'll see you Friday. And I'll, yes, exactly. That's what I was going to say. We'll be on the Verbal Vomit Show on Tuesday. Yay! All right, I'll talk to you later.
Orale.
Bye.
Ora.
Okay, bye.
She's so cute. thank you. You're so red. Anyways.
Oh, my gosh. You want another caller or should we wait?
Go for it.
Fuck it.
Bring it on.
Hello.
Hi. How are
Hello.
You guys?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm good, too. Thank you. So, I love your topic. I think Nancy mentioned candles. I've never had a candle gone up my vagina, but I've tried this awesome, a candle massage oil kind of thing. I'm into, temperatures, and I like ice. Mm-hmm. Ice has gone up. Ice and then the heat. And I don't know. It's just something about it that's really sensual and very... I don't know.
Wait,
I can't explain it.
Wait, you've had something you've had something heated go up your vagina?
No, that's what I said. No, not heated.
Okay.
No.
If you like
that ice.
If you like heat, one of the things that I would recommend, which is very safe for, because you know how we were, I don't know if you were listening a couple minutes ago, but we were talking about the pH balance and preventing the spread of diseases and stuff. Pyrex. Pyrex is, one, it's super easy to clean. It's not porous at all, so it doesn't absorb any of the bacteria and stuff. And you can stick it in hot water for about 3 minutes, and it'll be warm enough to go up your vagina to give you that sense play inside.
Say that again, Pyrex?
Pyrex. There's Pyrex, dildos, Pyrex vibrators, Pyrex things like that, that you can actually buy, that you can actually warm them up, in a hot tub of water, stick it in there for about 3 minutes, or stick it in the refrigerator, and there you go. Whole new way of sense play and temperature play.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Are those, are they made out of glass, because I'm thinking Pyrex, and I'm thinking of, the things that, you pour in,
That's what
totally
the...
Dork.
It's the same material.
It's the exact same material, yes. Uh-huh. That's why it's called Pyrex.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I really like ice. I like the temperatures, the extremes, cold. Well, and then with the ice and then with the massage oils, I like it, the dripping when it's being melted, and it feels, I like it over my body. So I think I'll try that. And in terms of Kitty's question, how she was asking about, I think that's what she was asking about, is it anal toys or sticking them?
I think she was just talking in general, just sticking things
in general.
Up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Because I know with anal toys, I think you have to have, they have that little thump because I think it does suck it up. I've heard stories too of an X-ray technician who said that some guy had stuck something up there and sure enough it was there. She was mentioning how that's why they have the anal toys that have the little thump fit then, so they don't suck anything up like a vacuum. So I don't think that one's an urban legend.
Yeah.
But
and most of those stories they come from somewhere in the world.
Spiraled the story out of control.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes, that originated from somewhere. But anyways, I love your show, guys. You guys are awesome. Thank you. You guys are having really awesome topics, too. Your show last week was awesome, too. Mm. So just wanted to say that. But yeah, but thank you, Dr. Rossi, for the...
Hey, and you know what? Maybe we can post. Maybe we can post a link on our Facebook page for you, so that you can kind of get an idea of the toys that she's talking about.
Well, definitely. Our Facebook page is The Love Bite, and we do. Uh-huh. We just posted the link for Holistic Wisdom,
right?
And that website is actually created by a doctor. She's a licensed sex therapist, and they talk about having a green sex experience, which means nothing but things that are safe for your body. So any product that they sell there will not throw off your pH balance, doesn't have anything that can cause ovarian cancer or anything like that. Like, my question for you was going to be, like, the massage oils, are they just going on your body, or are they actually going in your vagina?
No, it's just going on my body.
Okay, cool. No, because if it was
just on my body.
Okay, because my thing was going to be, definitely, if you don't take much from what we're talking about today, definitely any lubricants or anything like that, glycerin-free and paraben-free, because that stuff will do gnarly stuff on your body.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we've never really experienced, well, I have a vibrator, but I think that's about it. And I make sure to clean it how you were mentioning, you know, to clean it really well. And I know that they sell those things to kind of, like, antibacterial stuff that they sell for just for toys.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've never tried anything other than that, which, you know, I'm ready to be a little bit more adventurous. Yeah, so I'll definitely check out the website.
And definitely, if you're local, the Pleasure Jazz, and they're really great at answering questions when you go.
So helpful.
Like, I've gone in there when I've, hey, it's time to buy something new. Hey, I want to know about this. I want to know about that. There was one girl when we went to the class. How long was she with us? Maybe like half an hour, just walking us around the store. Mm-hmm. Maybe even longer.
Yeah.
So they're very helpful. Like, if you want to actually go in, and this may sound a little weird, but they actually have like a demonstration area where they'll show you how the vibrators move. You can actually pick them up, see how they feel. See if you connect with this sex
place,
toy.
Yeah, this place is very far from being one of those, like, seedy places. It's clean, it's helpful, it's friendly. We could not recommend it enough.
What place was it again?
The Pleasure Chest.
Yeah, the Pleasure Chest.
Is that the one that's over in West Hollywood?
Yeah. Right on Santa Monica. There.
Yeah, those guys are super helpful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they even have classes. Like, we went to the
strap-on one.
Strap-on one. Last week they had bondage for beginners.
Yeah.
So if
they also had, you know, they recently had a class on how to attend play parties, which I
saw that one too.
Super helpful.
Yeah. So, that would have been helpful for some of our callers from last week, right? About threesomes and stuff.
It would have, yes.
See? So if you have a Twitter account or you have a Facebook page or you just want to log onto their website, and they have a store here, and I think they have a store in New York, so make sure you're checking the stuff for LA.
I thought was funny about that place is that they sell chain links like you would find in a hardware store.
Yep,
that's why you go to Home Depot.
It's directly out of a hardware store.
That's why you go to Home Depot. That's why you go to Home Depot.
Cheaper. Or, like I said last week, you go to IKEA and you get some twine. That's free outside, so...
I didn't hear that one. I like that idea. Oh my god, you guys are awesome. Well, thank you guys. Awesome. I'll definitely have to check out your website. I'm sorry, your Facebook page. And I'll check out the pages. And if you can put the link for the toys that you told me, Dr. Rossi, I'll totally check it out.
Okay, cool. I definitely will.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Thank you guys. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
So, getting back to those, like, pervertibles, something that you could use to produce, like, a poking or a prickling sensation, skewers. You're not gonna, you know,
like the ones I eat my chicken saute with?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're definitely not going to, like, you know, stab someone with it, but you can, like, you can just poke them.
You could, like, poke them and prick them?
You could prick them. And something else that you could also use is a back scratcher. Yeah, it's pretty tame. It's pretty tame.
I can use the one that I have from Nightmare Before Christmas from Disneyland.
Well, we're going to take a really small break, and we're going to leave you with something to slow it down a bit. This is Fingertips by Emiliana Torrini. We'll be right back.
from the oceans to the skies. Perpetual motion set ablaze by me. Everything's breathing, my hair an olive tree. Yet my fingertips have a special scent. Yet my fingertips, they go round and round. Comical wisdom creeps into my brain. I wave on my nerve and oh so free of pain. Yeah, my fingertips have a special sound.
That you are done with all the crap and you know for damn sure you want to go balls to the wall with this stuff and you want to get yourself some really good fucking toys. So one of the, I guess, beginner things that you want to include in your toy box is probably some bondage tape. And it's pretty versatile in how you can use it, because you can use it to bind someone, you can use it to gag them, you can use it to blindfold them. I mean, it's kind of nice. And they come in different colors, you know, for those who are so inclined. There's also cuffs. There's a lot of people there that for those that aren't aware, Etsy.com is a site where a lot of people will sell their handmade things. And I've seen like sets of like wrist cuffs and ankle cuffs go for like $35 to $45. And I mean, that's not too bad considering that, you know, it's something that it's made to last. There's also another item, and this is a special item. it's a pinwheel. It's a Wartenberg pinwheel. And it's actually a medical instrument that they use, to test, nerve endings, for people who may have been in, you know, severe accidents or whatnot. But it has this sensation where it just like.
Are you having flashbacks?
Oh, I actually had an orgasm with one of these items, with that item. Just that item.
Isn't that your picture?
No, oh, you know what though? That picture with my boobs and somebody else is holding them, yeah. That same night, that's when that happened.
Well, that's what I meant. I remember you telling me this story.
Yeah. That's that. I was so like, Dude, it was amazing. But anyways, that's a whole other story. There are under-the-bed restraint systems, which are really cool because if you, you know, maybe you don't have, like, the space to have, like, a full-fledged, like,
dungeon
in your house. And this is pretty easy because you set it up only once. And you can tuck in the ends of it underneath the bed when you're not using it. You could pull them out and use them with that whole cuff system that I mentioned earlier. There's also pretty basic are collars. And those come in a lot of different styles, especially, you know, for people who intend to wear them for long periods of time. There are a lot of collars that are made to look pretty, you know, subtle, where unless someone's, like, in the lifestyle, they kind of wouldn't really know, like, what it all means, and it just kind of looks like a necklace. So, and you could always attach a leash to one of those. there's also the last week I mentioned a vibrating egg that is controlled remotely. So that's also something that you can look into. Bondage rope. There's a lot of different types of rope. I personally recommend the hemp rope, or nylon, because those are pretty soft in the skin. But the hemp one, it has a little bit more of a give. And it also has this aroma that kind of helps to, I guess...
It's soothing.
Yeah, it's very soothing. It's very soothing. And there's floggers. And personally, I can't really say, oh, this or that one. But I can say that they, if you are looking into getting a flogger, you want to do your research because they are constructed in different ways. And there's, of course, with everything else, there's a lot of different styles, different colors. There's different lengths. There's different types of weight. You have to remember that you're working with the weight of the flogger plus, like, you know, the acceleration that you're, you know, throwing it at. So, you know, different things to consider. And then there's butt plugs. I think we mentioned this, like, on our first show. We were talking about those training, or I don't know when this was. No, I think this was online that we were talking about these training kits.
No, I think you mentioned it here, and I said online, I was like, we should have a raffle and give somebody an anal play kit because we know a couple of our listeners are into anal play.
Mm-hmm. So something like that could help you expand your capacity to take things up the butt. But I know Dr. Rossi had some information that can really assist in being healthy and clean about all these things, because this is all really a lot of fun. And even with the things that you find at home, even though they are everyday items, you do want to be safe and you want to be clean, and just to never forget to be clean is my thing.
Yeah, no, definitely. One of the things that we were talking about a couple minutes ago, and a couple people with their phone calls have actually brought up, is the toys that they have. And they're like, oh, well, I have this toy and I have that toy. And I'm not going to lie. The first time I went out and I bought my first toy, it was very much like, oh, that one. I like that one right there. It's cute. Let me have it. But now, in my wise old age here, I've done my research and I've actually gathered a lot of information. And there's one thing that you should always avoid. And that's, and I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, so if someone knows how to pronounce it, please call in. But the phthalates, it's this one. This doctor can't pronounce words. And basically, right? So basically what that is it's a substance that is added to plastics to make them more flexible, to make them more transparent, to make them last for longer periods of time. However, it's being banned in the United States. And the reason is because it starts breaking down after a while and it starts having a lot of toxicity, which, of course, can lead to various different things. Mm-hmm. The main one, simple pimple, the yeast infections for women. Yeast infection. There's some other ones that have been led to ovarian cancer and things like that. So that's definitely one of the things. The number one toy, as I was doing my research, and also in me being a shopper, silicone. That's like top of the line. Mm-hmm. That's the best thing you should buy. Because when, like, how many of you remember that store, Spencer's?
Spencer's.
So, yeah. Do they still have those stores?
They have them on the East Coast. I know that.
Okay. Because I know they kind of started disappearing here, but, like, I think there's one in, like, Victorville or something like that, because I think I went with my cousins, like, a while ago. But they have vibrators there because they're not classified under FDA. They're actually just novelties, so nobody needs to regulate them. So you can go in there and say, oh, okay, I'm going to start with this. And that's great if that's the only thing you can afford for right now. But definitely use it with a condom. Use it with a condom because if it's not silicone, basically what that means is that if it's not silicone, it's porous. If it's porous, it absorbs STDs, it absorbs STIs, it absorbs bacteria, which then passes it on. Your face is like, everybody should see Nancy's face. She's like terrified.
Well, fuck, man. I love my badge. I don't want any.
That's what you need to protect it. And that's what we're here to tell other people because, and Lord, forgive me if she gets embarrassed if I tell this story, but I have someone in my life that was exploring her ways with her partner and they had bought a toy and I was like, oh, what type is it? And I was like, oh, no. Like, I need to take you to the store and I need to have you guys buy something that's healthy for you guys. Because that's how everybody starts off. You know, it's just, let's buy something. And I was like, no, did you know that this does this? And if you're trying to, they're young, so they still live with their parents. So they're trying to hide stuff. So they're definitely not hiding them in the best places and stuff. So that's one of the things. So silicone, what it does is that it's non-porous, so it doesn't absorb anything. It doesn't absorb anything. So you can, it's easily to disinfect. You can use antibacterial wipes. You can use the sex toy cleaners, mild water and soap, mild soap and warm water. I was like, that doesn't sound right. And so getting a non-porous toy over a porous toy. And the reason you want to be safe is because you're sticking these things in your body parts. Once, like I said, if you've never, like if you're young and you're still, you're being safe or whatever, and you've never had like a UTI, a urinary tract infection or anything like that, they hurt. Mm-hmm. They're very uncomfortable. And it doesn't have to, you don't get one just because you're unclean or whatever. You can get them from antibiotics. Antibiotics like changes your pH balance and there's other medicines that change your pH balance and things like that. So basically don't pick up something from off the street and stick it in your vagina. Have that mentality. I'm going to clean it like this is dirty as hell so that I won't poison my body.
And how?
Yeah, because you know, and like if you look, I know last week when we were talking about what we were going to talk about this week, we were like, oh, we should talk about this. Be like, okay, let's start off from where we started personally to where we are now. Mm-hmm. And the toys that I have now do not compare to the toys that I had when I was younger. Mm-mm. They definitely don't compare.
The company I like is this company called Lilo. They make kind of like high-end things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're actually on the holistic, on the sexual holistic wisdom website.
Oh.
That's for sexual health. The other one, which is the one that I personally use, is Tanis. Tatnis? Something like that.
Not tetanus.
T-A-N-S. Like tetanus. Something like that. I don't know. But the thing is, they sell it at the PC. They have it there. And it's 100% silicone and things like that. And they're super safe. They're super safe. The other thing is, if you're into other stuff, like I know there's people who, because silicone is going to be a little bit more on the pricier end, you may try things like latex. Some people may even go super fancy and do cyber skin, which basically that means it feels exactly like skin. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, hey, there's another person here. The other thing is plastics that are hard and shiny. Those are also non-porous. Porous. And they'll definitely carry a lot of bacteria, which are like your novelty vibrators and things like that.
From
and then
Spencer.
The one that I was telling our listener before is the Pyrex glass. And the Pyrex glass has no pores. It absorbs nothing. Easy to sanitize. You can throw it in the top rack of your dishwasher if you have a dishwasher. And bam, you throw that in. Don't throw it in there with your dishes, though. And then wasn't it you that said, like, after I throw it in, I'm going to do another cycle after to clean it out?
Yes.
Okay,
oh,
so
yes.
Do that. Because, yeah, we want to kill all the germs and stuff like that. And if you're going to be fancy schmancy and get the Pyrex, also make sure that if they're colorful, because some will have, like, glitter in them, mm-hmm. and they'll have, like, fancy designs, make sure that that's underneath the Pyrex and not on top, because then you can be at a high risk for a lot of stuff. Some of that stuff was led to ovarian cancer. So, yeah, you know, we have to really protect ourselves from that. And then what's next? When you're playing, and this goes for everybody, it doesn't go, because I know there's kind of this, like, mentality that, oh, lubricants are only for, like, gay couples or, like, lesbians. Mm-mm. No. Lube is fun. Lube is a lot of fun. So definitely one of the things, the best one that you can go with is water-based. Water-based, glycerin-free, paraben-free lubricants. Because they're most like our bodies or whatever. And they don't carry any diseases. And then you were the one that said, no, was it Kitty that said sugars?
Yeah, she was talking about sugar.
Okay, so that's some of those lubricants. If you're if you're a straight sex couple, if even if you're not, and you're using a lubricant that has glycerin in it, and you're using condoms, it'll start destroying the condom. It'll start breaking it down.
Mm-mm. That's not sexy.
That's not sexy at all. The downfall to the lube, and those of you that have tried and you're using water based lubes, is that you do need to reapply every.
You gotta be generous.
Yeah, you have to be generous, and you have to reapply. I'm not going to say every couple minutes, but every couple rounds, mm-hmm. you do need to reapply. So just make sure you keep it close. If you're just like, screw that, I want to go for long periods, put it on once and never have to deal with it again, there's silicone lubricants. But if you have to get them that are 100%. Because if not, they start breaking down everything else too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then never use oil-based.
Dang, this sounds like such a like a tango, man. Like it just...
Dude, you want to keep your vagina safe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You want to keep your vagina safe. You want to keep their penis safe or their vagina safe. You just want to keep it safe. Because mm-hmm. the last thing you want is going to the doctor's office and, oh, what's wrong? Oh, my vagina hurts. Why? Uh-huh. Oh, you know, I forgot to clean my toys, or I never clean my toys.
And that's going to be kind of embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And not like the kind that gets some people off either.
No, unless maybe if that's somebody's play or something, and if it is, we don't mean to, you know, put you down, but definitely you need to take care of your vagina.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the, in talking about these like other items, for purchase, and it just occurred to me in hearing you talk about all these things, something that maybe you want to keep next to you, maybe a first aid kit, maybe just because, you never know what may happen. Even if you're, let's say that you happen to be fucking on the kitchen counter. What if somebody falls and like scrapes their knee? And you want to keep going, just put a Band-Aid on it or something. So, I mean, just something to think about. You want to keep a first aid kit, handy for those of you that are, considering going a little bit more rough, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And the other thing is when you've kind of gone, like Nancy said, balls to the wall, and you've picked up your toys and you're ready to go, clean them. Definitely, like I said before, keep them clean with mild soap and warm water. Never take a toy that's run by batteries. Don't submerge it in water. You'll kill your toy. And for any of you that have made by your face, you've probably made that mistake.
Yes, I have.
I'm not going to say I'm innocent of that. I'm very much guilty. And it could be just a little bit of water. And then it's like these toys are rather on the expensive side.
Yeah, they are.
And there went your 40, 50, 60 bucks down the drain because you weren't following the proper precautions. We were just talking a little while ago about harnesses and stuff. And... there's different types of harnesses. There was like what leather and yes, we know you like the little one that has the thing in the back.
It was
the corset.
Yeah, it had the corset in the back.
Yeah, I remember that one. Pretty. That one was really cute. But there's some harnesses, if you are doing strap-on play, that are actually materials that you can just throw in the washer. So yeah. Those are, for those of you that are a little on the lazy side and you don't want to scrub, do that. Silicone and Pyrex, you can actually submerge them in water for about 3 to 5 minutes. And also latex products, just be very careful because oil damages latex products. So if you're using an oil-based lube, it's gone. It's completely gone. And finally, sex toy cleaner. If you're just like, screw this, the PC, Pleasure Chest, actually sells the sex toy cleaner. And you can buy a teeny tiny bottle, goes a long way, with antibacterial soap and warm water, and you're done.
Well,
it's kind of like brushing your teeth. You take care of your vagina the same way.
Wait, my vagina doesn't have teeth.
What I mean is that after you eat and you're sticking all this crap in there, you floss and you brush your teeth. After you've been sticking a bunch of stuff in your vagina or your butt, you want to take care of it.
It's funny you mention that, because the weirdest thing I ever placed inside of a vagina was my friend's toothbrush.
Oh! Wait, was it like an electric toothbrush like Sonicare?
No, it was just his toothbrush, and me and my girlfriend at the time were just trying to fuck with my friend. And
wow.
So, yeah. That was a long time ago.
Does your friend still talk to you? Does your friend know?
No, that was a long time ago.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, no, so that's one of the things, if you walk away with anything, is keep your vagina healthy like you would keep any of your other body parts healthy.
Mm-hmm. And do research on how to, when you buy a toy, do research on how to care for that toy. If there's anything, any kind of detail that you're unsure of, and just check that out, especially with leather products. I mean, those require a more special type of care. And again, I mean, those can be pretty expensive. So
yeah, like for me, for instance, that was one of the things when I was looking into buying a harness, I was not going to be scrubbing, like, you know, so bam, pop it in the washer and dryer.
Yeah.
Easy squeezy.
Yeah. And see, and for those of us that,
like servitude.
No. That, why do you keep going there? Jeez.
Because you're supposed to talk about it, and you're lagging.
What am I lagging on?
You're supposed to talk about how you played this week, and you were scrubbing.
I don't know.
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
I don't know if the woman that cleaning I did that for will be okay with me talking about it.
It's not like you're saying, oh, Susie Q from 7th Street in Pasadena. I don't even know if that's a real address.
Wait, so you want me to talk about that?
I would just want, how were you doing this?
Well, I got my fix. Well, I should preface this by saying that it's not a sexual thing. It's like far from that. I think it's more of a, I don't know. I actually don't know how to explain it, but I'm very sure it's not a sexual thing. I don't get wet while this happens, if that's what you're wondering. But no, I had the pleasure, the immense pleasure of going to someone's home and in cleaning her bathroom from top to bottom. And I hope to God that if she's listening, that it was up to par and that it was up to her standards. But it was nice. It was nice because, you know, you get that like kind of satisfaction. It's very multifaceted. You get the satisfaction of doing something for someone else that they very much need. And then you also get that feeling of, what is it? Oh, God. I'm totally at a loss for words. But I'm thinking about it, and it really made me happy. And she let me do it because it made me happy. And it also made her happy because she had a clean bathroom. So, I mean, that's really all that mattered in that. I mean, but it wasn't, there's nothing about it that's sexual. But don't look at me like that. It wasn't sexual.
Mm-hmm. We should have a camera in here for my facial expressions.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
We should have a camera in here for my facial expressions because they say 1,000 things.
She's lifting her eyebrow up at me as if though
and
she doesn't believe me.
And for those of you that know me, lifting my eyebrow is serious business.
Because that means that you're expressing disbelief? Is that what that is?
I'm just saying.
I would like you to communicate with me.
Mentirosa.
I am not lying. I'm not lying about that. No. This was a very, very pleasant. She even made dinner for me afterwards. I was like, wow, this is really nice. I felt like we were dating almost.
Waiting for you to clean my garage like you said you would.
Your garage?
I told you to come clean my garage.
I'm not cleaning your garage.
You said you would.
I know. I said I would clean your trunk.
No. You said you would come clean the garage.
When?
Like a couple weeks ago. When my dad was out of town.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, see, yeah. Mentiroso.
Well, you never invited me over.
And then
you invited you invited other people over, and you never invited me over.
Who did I invite over?
You invited over somebody else.
Oh, you have to. I am not good at charades, so I don't know what you just did in the air. So you better write that down or something, because I don't know what's that you claiming. Sorry, my ghetto side came out. Because I don't know what you claim in Compton.
Oh, my God. Really?
What?
No, nothing. Are there any other toys that we could tell people about?
Other toys?
Yeah. Other toys, like what would you have like in your beginning, like your toy box?
In my beginning, I had stuff that can be used mutually, and I had stuff that was just for me. Because who's to say that you can't play with yourself?
You know.
So I had the butterfly. I still have the butterfly.
That's the one that, that's like, kind of like almost like underwear, and it like rests on top of
you. You step into it and you have it on, and it's a remote control that I can use myself or I can give to somebody else and say, hey, here, try this. Hmm. Get your kicks off like that.
What else?
Hey, I'm sorry. What about toys for men? Because like, there's dudes out there. There's really no good toys for men.
Yes, there are.
Okay,
and
which
they
one?
Come from Germany. Oh my goodness.
I don't know what it's called.
Because
I've searched and
I don't know what it's called.
Nothing beats the old hand.
Well. I know there's what the fuck is it called? But it's a little rod. You know those rods that go up into.
Yeah, but he has to be into that. Like, what do you want?
I don't know. Like, that's all I think
of.
Think
your
about.
Urethra?
No.
Okay. See.
Okay.
Well,
so that
cock
would be...
rings.
No.
Cock rings are for guys. They help.
Please, no.
No cock rings either.
No. I was talking about the rod in my urethra. That's just
a,
sounds.
Yeah, a rod, fucking... and then you do a little like electric shock and like. Zzz.
I'm just talking about, you know, something, you know, there's vibrator, there's a million and a half different kinds of vibrators for a woman. And
there's a G-spot vibrator designed by men for men from Germany. I'm not a guy, so I don't remember the name of it.
Is but that for like stimulation of the
for the prostate?
I'm just talking about like straight masturbation. What if you don't want things in your ass? And
there's Jenna Jameson's mold of her vagina where you
those
stick it
suck.
In there. Those things suck. Well, it comes from a guy.
I don't see how those can be realistic. And I've even seen, like, I don't know.
Some
was
swear
with you
by
when
them.
I touched that thing that was, like, jelly and it was all fucking gross and shit. But
I don't remember. Maybe.
Yeah.
You were touching a lot of stuff that day.
I was
No, well, we both
there's
were
the flashlight.
Yeah, that doesn't, I mean.
It's not good.
Brian,
I don't know. I've tried some of those things and. Yeah, nothing's good. I just thought maybe there was some magical thing out there that I didn't know about.
And so you're completely against anything
up your butt.
Okay, let me ask you this: if you were kind of open to it, and it just so happened to go up there, and it just so happened to be pleasurable. Would you be able to accept that it was pleasurable for yourself
so
and try
happened.
It again?
Just walking along one day and...
you fell.
I tripped and, you know...
Landed.
This thing happened to go up my ass.
Well, it's not going to just go up your ass. It will involve a whole lot of lube.
I don't know. That's something where I think... you know, I've heard about the prostate massaging thing, and it's supposed to be really good. And I think that's something I would want to try with a woman first.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't know, a toy thing just seems kind of weird for that.
So, then you would be okay with a woman maybe using her fingers?
I might allow it to happen so I could just see what it's like, but...
Okay.
Anal play just is weird. I don't feel stimulated by it.
Okay.
The idea of it doesn't sound stimulating.
Hmm. But I guess coming from me, like a lot of things that maybe I've tried, I wouldn't have thought were interesting at the very beginning.
Yeah, like but I said, then, it's one of those doors that you have to open once to see what it's like and determine. Yeah, but I don't know. I was just hoping for some kind of cool machine that would, like, make me come really fast.
Well, then, we might have to do some research on that one, because the one that does come to mind that was a big roar was that one that came out of Germany a couple years ago, because it's, like, specifically for men, designed by men, and it was, like, the first of its kind.
Hmm.
I saw it because I don't know if it's still here, but Erotica LA. You remember that?
Yes.
I've been to that.
But do they still have that?
Erotica LA, I heard that they are not returning, but there is another one, like
Adult
the Adult Con.
That's
that one.
At the end of this month.
That one comes every year, and I've been to both, and I thought the Erotica one was definitely better. But
yeah. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
For some reason, they don't come back.
Well, this year, Adult Con is going to have, for the first time, they're going to have a dungeon. They're going to have a dungeon section, and they're going to have demos and people selling all this kinky crap and everything. I'm so excited for that. You don't even know how excited I am.
Are you gonna go?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go.
You should bring back. You should do. You should be our little researcher.
I'll be your correspondent.
Our field. Oh, Dios mío.
Of course. Correspond with you.
Yeah. With your snail mail.
Actually, I mean, you guys should really take the field reporter and go to that thing and. Go full on and get some interviews and reports
that?
And step it up. Do it.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like I'm being challenged.
I challenge you. Your mission, if you choose to accept it.
Oh trust. I'll accept. Well, we're all done for tonight, but we do hope that we have left you with useful information, or you know, maybe at least given you some ideas of things that you may want to try or think about trying, or I don't know, think about thinking about the trying them. Again, you know, we'll have this posted, and we'll also post up a few links of a couple of things that we discussed. And we hope that you guys come back next week.
And then our iTunes account is actually going to be up and running. Within the next couple of days, so look for the Love Bite, and you'll be able to subscribe, and you'll be able to download our stuff if you haven't been able to tune in on Sundays because you know you're out on a date or maybe you're playing.
Maybe you went to church. Maybe you went to church
at this hour. Is there churches
yes,
at
there
this
are,
hour?
There is definitely services at this hour.
Wow. You can tell that I definitely don't go to church, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely check us out on iTunes, and definitely thank you all. And then we're on Facebook now, on Twitter.
And Twitter.
So look us up, Facebook, The Love Bite, Dr. Rozzy, and Novice Nancy on Facebook. And those are our Twitter accounts, too. And thank you all for listening. Special shout out to my chuntaro that's listening.
Aww.
Thanks for listening, boo.
And thank you for bringing back that word, chuntaro.
Yeah.
That is such a great word.
It is a great word. So hopefully it'll be popping back.
Well, we're going to leave you guys with Electric Feel by MGMT and have sweet dreams.
Bye.